thank you very much. I'm going to present some of my data that I've done as well. And specifically what I'm going to be talking to you all about today is reciprocal vocalizations between female caregivers and their infants surpasses of male caregivers in the first months of life. So some of the background that we know is that hearing and language acquisition are processes that begin in utero before a baby is ever born. And as Melinda mentioned, the fetus can hear and respond to sound and is capable of auditory memory and learning by about 24 to 25 weeks gestation. This exposure in utero to maternal speech is very important in language development, as infants then have a natural language preference for their mother's speech and language, which has been studied. We also know that the verbal interactions between mother and infant have positive effects on language development, and that infant vocalization is influenced by the maternal verbal behavior, which is very important as this begins to mimic the adult conversational exchanges. But one thing that hasn't been well established is the father-infant language relationship in the first months of life, which is one of the things that we decided to look at. So some of the research objectives for my study were to evaluate an infant's language environment in the first months of life, and then to compare differences between the verbal interactions of mothers with their infants and compared to fathers and their infants, and also to assess an infant's vocal response to adult male versus adult female speech. We hypothesized that infants would be exposed to more adult female than adult male speech in the first months of life, and that female caregivers, being primarily mothers, would have more infant-directed speech than male caregivers, being primarily fathers. And in turn, infants would then vocalize more with their mothers. So the methods for this, I actually did a prospective cohort study of medically stable late preterm and term infants. And for those of you not familiar with the term late preterm, it's any infant 34 to 36 weeks gestation. My initial study is actually looking at language, motor, and cognitive outcomes of all late preterm infants compared to full-term infants. And what I'm presenting here today is sort of a secondary analysis of that information. We recruited 25 late preterm infants from our neonatal intensive care unit, 25 late preterm infants from the newborn nursery, and 25 term infants from the newborn nursery as well. Those infants that had any type of congenital anomalies, significant comorbidities, or identified hearing impairment on their newborn screening were excluded from our cohort. We had IRB approval, informed consent was obtained from families. Late preterm and term infants were enrolled, and then we used the 16-hour audio recordings using the LENA system to then measure adult word count, infant vocalizations, and conversational turns. What I'm presenting here are the first two time recordings that we did, one during the birth hospitalization for all of these infants, and the second in the home environment at 44 weeks corrected age, which is 4 weeks after the due date for all of these infants. What we wanted to look at was infant vocalizations, adult male speech, and adult female speech, but not just the quantity of the speech, more the quality of these verbal interactions, which are represented here by the darker shaded areas where we actually have interaction between infants and their parents in a verbal manner. One of the ways that we chose to do this, and actually one of the things that I learned more about attending this conference last year and really became excited to take home and look at some of my data, was looking at this in a context of vocalization activity blocks using the LENA system. And for those of you, I'm sure everyone is familiar, but these are segments of the audio recording containing human vocalizations are separated by at least a 5-second segment of silence. There's many types that are labeled and coded, but what we chose to look at specifically for now was the blocks being infant-initiated with an adult female response, those being infant-initiated with an adult male response, adult female initiated with an infant response, and adult male initiated with an infant response. Again, we use negative binomial and Poisson regression models to compare differences, as we're finding that much of our data is not normally distributed. So the results, we had 70 newborn recordings that were analyzed. We had 23 late preterm NICU, 25 late preterm newborn nursery, and 22 term infants. 5 were excluded for irregularities within the recording, such as incomplete recording, and part of that being early discharge for some of our infants. And then we had 46 44-week corrected age recordings to date that have been analyzed. 14 of these were from our late preterm infants from the NICU, 14 from the newborn nursery, and 18 term infants. I just want to show you this. What I will actually show you in terms of the data analysis is that we've actually combined all three groups into one large cohort because the statistical differences that we were finding held within each three of those subgroups as well. But just so you have a sense of the infants we were looking at, They differed only by their gestational age among the three groups that we looked at. There were no statistically significant differences in male gender, the race, ethnicity, or those that had public versus private insurance. And looking at some of our maternal characteristics, the moms within these three groups were all of similar age, similar race and ethnicity, their parity, and maternal education status. So there were no real differences. Our groups were similar among those. What I wanted to show, just so you all have a sense, when we look at our babies that were in the NICU, sort of their audio environment, our NICU is very unique in that we are one of the larger centers in the country that has single family rooms for each baby. So each baby has a private room with families allowed to be there 24 hours a day. And so we do have more silence for those babies in our NICU compared to those in the newborn nursery, which are in a traditional just rooming in environment with their families during the first 48 to 72 hours of life. The home environment was very similar actually to that newborn nursery environment in terms of looking at this based on silence, noise, TV, and then the distant and meaningful speech as well. I also just wanted to show this in the home environment at 44 weeks since we are comparing some of the female versus male infant and infant interactions is that the single parent household and two parent households were about for our late preterm group, newborn nursery group, and term group that we had primarily two parent households at our 44 week recording. So the first thing we simply looked at was just adult word count by gender to ask the question, what is the audio environment like, and the hypothesis that infants are exposed to more female speech from their mothers. And this may be an easy question to answer, but here we just wanted to show that yes, they are exposed to more speech from their mothers, both in the newborn recording with an average of about 1,200 adult words per hour spoken by their mothers versus about 400 spoken by their fathers during that newborn recording. Again, at 44 weeks, there was still a statistically significant difference with the exposure that infants were having from adult male speech and adult female speech. Next, this graph represents infant response to adult male and adult female initiated language blocks. So we looked at all language blocks being adult male initiated with child response or adult female initiated with child response, and looked at the percentage of time that these children were actually responding compared to just an adult male monologue block or an adult female monologue block. And when we looked at this, we found that during the newborn period, 11% of the time, infants were responding to any type of adult female initiated language block compared to only responding about 8% of the time to adult male initiated language blocks. And while the percentage difference may not seem that statistically different, it is quite different when we look at it, with a p-value less than 0.0001. And again, in the home environment, what we see is that the percentage of time by 44 weeks corrected age that infants are responding to both has increased quite a bit, but still they're proportionately responding in a preferential manner to adult females versus adult males in terms of the language blocks that they have initiated. Next, we look at adult male and adult female response to an infant-initiated language block. So this is looking at all infant-initiated blocks in which there was some sort of response. And during the newborn period, we found that 73% of that response was coming from adult females only, 6% response was coming from adult males only, and 21% there was both male and female response within an infant-initiated block. At 44 weeks, these were nearly identical numbers, and still 73% of the time we were seeing that the infant-initiated language was primarily a response from adult females or their mothers only, a small amount from fathers only, and 19% were from both. One of the things that Melinda mentioned briefly, but I just wanted to talk because my findings confirm her findings, was that one of the questions being, okay, so they're in the hospital, how do you know these are really the mothers when we look at adult female and not somebody else? So what we did was looked in the NICU where we have very precise recordings of when moms are visiting and when nurses are there caring for the baby. We chose to look at just the feeding times of our infants, as these are the times we're really seeing peak vocalizations and conversational turns. And what we found is that the mean adult word count, infant vocalizations, and conversational turns are all higher when a parent is feeding versus a nurse feeding, and they're statistically significant for the adult word count and the conversational turns. So not looking at, again, just the quantity, but we wanted to look at the quality of these interactions. So then we looked at language blocks per hour during these feedings. And when we look at a parent feeding, we find that adults are responding to infant-initiated vocalization blocks twice as frequently as when a nurse is feeding the infant. And again, infants respond more frequently to adult females, nearly three times as frequently when it's their mother feeding them versus a nurse feeding them. The infant response to an adult male came out statistically significant, but I do have to mention that we only have two adult male nurses in our NICU. So this comparison is not quite fair, but is significant. So in conclusion, we found that infants are exposed to more adult female speech than male speech in the first months of life, and that these language interactions, including the reciprocal vocalizations that we think are really very important between female caregivers and their infants, surpass those of male caregivers in the newborn period and at 44 weeks corrected age. And thank you, and this is a picture of our new unit where we all are proud to work at women and infants. So thank you.